This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Over Under Sports Bar. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
How do you feel about J.J. Watt not playing if he's required to wear the face shield in games because of the heat? Said he may sit out. I have no problem if he decides to sit out. If that's his decision, then I respect it.
I don't think that's going to win J.J. any new fans.
No, but again, that's his choice.
Imagine if Jadeveon Clowney said that.
Oh, yeah, he'd get destroyed. But I wouldn't. I would say the same thing, whoever it is,
right.
as I've said consistently about any of these guys.
But it's a double standard with Texans fans.
Stray Pipper asks, guys, why be a beer nerd? Why go all over the place and get a four-pack of beer when you can literally go get 30 Busch Light and achieve the same result? Genuinely curious.
That's like saying, why go to a good burger place when there's a McDonald's next to your house?
Yeah, and it's like anything else. Some people go all over the place to get different whiskeys or wines or things like that. I love the idea of trying a lot of different beer.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And if you missed the first 2 hours, some of what you missed, going to finish the week strong here on a Friday out here at Over Under Sports Bar in Webster. Neat place, man. If you get a chance in the next hour, swing by. And it's starting to feel like a real life roadshow now because not only is, well, Nick's here, of course, and Holly and Trey and Roger, but Ray Ray's walked in. So now it feels like a roadshow. I mean, it already did.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of curious. They list 35. I don't know if I want to do all these. It wouldn't take real long. I just want to know how many of these you've actually seen. And then of the ones you've seen that you like. These are the best movies of the 70s ranked by the Chive.
Okay. Can I give, like, what I think the first five that come to mind that should be near the top?
Let me scroll to the top because it's in reverse order, of course.
Okay.
So, and I'll tell you how close you are. Okay, go ahead.
Because they're probably, I mean, I think The Godfather is the
number,
easy one.
Number one.
Okay. My guess is they're going to put Star Wars on there.
Number two, way too high, but okay.
Yeah. Now, Taxi Driver should be on this list.
Taxi Driver is, yes, number eight.
Okay, it's pretty good.
I think it's too low for Taxi Driver, but okay.
Mad Max should be on this list.
That one I don't think I saw.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
A Clockwork Orange should be
Clockwork
on this list.
Clockwork Orange, number 16, also too low.
It seems low, but okay. I'm with
Although
you on
that. Although you would not disagree with number 15.
The Exorcist?
No, Halloween.
Oh, Halloween's a great show. The Exorcist should be on that list. Jaws should be on that
Jaws,
list.
Jaws, I think, is number three.
And The Outlaw Josie Wales.
Outlaw Josie Wales may be the most underrated movie of all time, my all-time favorite Western. Mad Max is 29.
Ooh.
Too low.
Oh, Willy Wonka should be on there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think I scored.
Oh, and Animal House.
Well, here they are. Papillon, 35. Carrie, 34.
Okay.
Grease, 33.
Meh.
Escape from Alcatraz, 32.
Meh.
Yeah. Serpico, 73.
Never seen it.
It's good, but it's one of those that you hear so much about it, and then you watch it, and you're like, mm. Network, 1976.
The Social Network?
No, just Network.
Oh, I haven't seen
See,
that.
See, there was no Social Network at the
gotcha.
Time, so it was just a network. I don't think I've seen that. Mad Max is 29.
Low.
Animal House, 28.
Way
too low. All the President's Men, 27.
Okay.
Good movie. This one I liked a lot, although it wasn't really that factual. Patton at 26.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka, 25.
Respect.
The French Connection, 24.
Okay, good movie.
Yeah. Chinatown, 23.
Good movie.
Good movie, but I'm going to also go with maybe a little overrated.
Oh, another one I thought of. American Graffiti.
22, the next one on
the
list.
Was that the next one on the list?
Very good. Are you looking at my screen? Dog Day Afternoon.
The Shining was the 70s, right?
I think so.
That has to be on there, too.
Dog Day Afternoon, 21.
Okay.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind, number 20. Deliverance.
I've never 19. Seen Close Encounters of the
you
Third
haven't
Kind.
Missed anything.
Okay.
I mean, as somebody who likes sci-fi and stuff like that, you haven't missed anything. Deliverance at 19. Movie we've already mentioned, Blazing Saddles at 18.
Yeah.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail at number 17. I kind of feel like that's too low, just like Clockwork Orange, which is 16. Halloween, 15. The Sting.
Too low.
The Sting, 14.
Now, Halloween's better than The Sting.
I think I like The Sting, but unpopular opinion, not even the greatest con movie ever made. That goes to Dickstown. Young Frankenstein, 13. Now, this one, I feel like critically is too low. I don't know that I think it's too low. Deer Hunter at 12.
Okay. It's a good movie.
Dirty Harry at number 11. I'm not sure that was the best Dirty Harry movie, though.
Yeah, okay.
I preferred Sudden Impact, but The Exorcist, number 10.
Great movie.
Rocky, number 9.
Yeah, all right.
First Rocky.
Jason Braddock says Shining was 1980. So
okay. All right. Taxi Driver, 8.
That's solid.
Apocalypse Now, 7.
That's a great movie, too. I forgot about.
Here's another. I mean, there's some good ones here. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, number 6.
Okay.
Alien, number 5. I have to say, Alien should not be ahead of those two movies.
Alien isn't better than Halloween.
Godfather Part 2, number 4.
Fair.
Jaws, 3. Star Wars, 2. Godfather Part 1, number 1.
All right.
I really like that. That's not a bad list, I must say. But Pat 409 says, John Wayne was a white man born in 1907. What do you think his views on race were? Well, there's that whole quote that we were talking about. So, you know, I don't know. He obviously, he had that one interview, I guess, that stuff came out. But I still enjoy his movies. I'm sorry. El Dorado is his favorite John Wayne movie. I think that's... That one's up there for me. I may go with El Dorado. That had James Caan as Mississippi.
Yeah.
That's a damn good movie. Although, the one that everybody loved was Sons of Katie Elder. That one didn't do much for me.
I never seen that.
It's one of his more, one of those movies they always say is a must-watch Wayne movie. But True Grit's really good. I think El Dorado's up there. Longest Day, although that wasn't really a John Wayne movie. I mean, he was in it, but it was a story of D-Day. On the JJ talk, did you actually hear what he said? It was a joke, and all the media is running with a headline. We played the audio for you.
Okay, so you can't give a clip. You can't say something on a podcast and then come back like the next day and say, oh, I was just kidding, and then expect everyone to not have run with it.
That gets to your point. If that were Jadeveon Clowney, he'd be getting destroyed.
Yeah.
And Texans fan loves JJ so much that they're going to make an excuse for him. Says the car wash didn't make that list, fellas. No, and no Jerry Reed movies made that list. Like, there was a stretch there during the Smokey and the Bandit era where Jerry Reed was making a bunch of...
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit didn't make it?
No, it did not.
How dare them.
Yeah. That's it's very strange. But there you go. And I don't know how many people have actually seen those that are under 30, but I bet a bunch of you guys have.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do.
Watch movies that were made before you were born. It's good for the soul.
I always find it cool when I stumble across a movie that I somehow missed. And, like, Death Race 2000 I had never seen until 2 weeks ago.
See, I'll say this. I almost never watch old movies now. I watched them a lot when I was younger. I mean, I still watch Halloween once a year
because yeah.
I'm a nerd. But I don't watch any old movies, really, unless I've already seen them. I'll still go back and watch some old movies, but it's only ones that I've seen. Now, if it's a movie I haven't seen that was made before I was born, you're probably not talking me into watching it. Because if I didn't watch it by now, I probably just don't care enough to see it.
But there's a lot of movies that... from that era that I might have just missed. Because I went through a stretch where I didn't really watch movies.
Well, before you were born, they didn't even have movies.
That's stop.
It was like Charlie Chaplin, right?
No. Gone with the Wind was before me.
That's true.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was before me.
Okay.
Birth of a Nation was before me.
And that's it.
And then, yes, you missed the joke of... well, you
Oh, the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, well, and then you're supposed to come back with... but you witnessed those in person, that's so... Gosh. Yeah, I got to spoon feed you the stuff now.
Sorry, I'm slacking.
My Rage is Deadly says, any good movies you guys can recommend? I have not seen a good new movie in a while. Well, most of the good ones are, they're not releasing right now. I mean, I've just been watching stuff that I'd never seen before. So, AJ, what are your thoughts on the Rob Zombie Halloweens? I love the originals.
I like all the Halloween movies that have been made. Except for Halloween 3, which is the Season of the Witch, which didn't have Michael Myers in it.
Yeah, which it really shouldn't have been a Halloween movie.
Yeah, I like all Michael Myers movies.
Yeah, there's
some that are better than others. Like H2O ain't great, but I thought the zombie Halloween movies were good. I pretty much like every movie Rob Zombie's done, but I'm also like a gore fest fan.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm into, I don't know. I'm into like the Eli Roth Rob Zombie sort of like the more blood and violence the better.
281 says I'm rewatching The Boys to get ready for September 4th. From Bama Papa Joe. Yeah, I've already watched it twice now because I watched it with my daughter. And I'm tempted to rewatch it, but it's like, nah, I'm going to wait for season two. It's fresh enough in my head.
My wife sent me this today because I often make fun of her for rewatching shows and movies over and over again. And apparently people who suffer from anxiety, they like watching things that they've already seen because there's no... The emotions that you go through when you're seeing something for the first time, it can be a roller coaster. Once you've already seen it and you kind of know what's coming, the highs and lows are more balanced out. So it's not as if you live with anxiety, it's an easier thing.
That's interesting. I've never heard that.
I hadn't either until today.
But now
I'm woke.
I rewatch a lot of stuff.
Maybe you suffer from anxiety.
I don't know.
But you also watch a lot of new stuff, too. Yeah. You just watch constantly. You're a watcher.
Yeah, I do.
You're a voyeur.
Well, yeah. I like to watch. Speaking of which, there's a lot of really good scenery out here.
Yeah.
Including a couple epic sceneries that you might want to come out and see. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Over Under Sports Bar. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Shout out to our Blitz couples who are here. We actually have Blitz couples, A.J., believe it or not.
Really? Like who?
Those guys there and those guys there.
Just all right.
Chatting with both of them. So she's been listening since 2015, I think she said.
All right.
I will say, and a lot of people didn't like the movie, but that Defy Bloods that Spike Lee did that got released, I think is going to win a bunch of Oscars.
I haven't seen it.
It's worth your time, but, you know, a little too much yelling for me. That's the one thing that always, it doesn't always turn me off, but if like every scene somebody's yelling, that's why I didn't like Uncut Gems for one reason. It's just one reason. But, and I did watch some weird Adam Sandler Western movie the other night when I was stoned. And it wasn't as horrible as I thought it would be. It wasn't good, but it wasn't just...
Yeah.
I was like, there were parts of it where I giggled. Now, it may have been because I was stoned. And Jason said, have you seen the trailer for Tax Collector? Doubt it wins awards, but looks like it's worth a watch. I have not. But I got to be honest, anything that's going to come out on Netflix or Amazon or Hulu, I'm probably going to watch. Just because... you know,
because you pay for it.
Yeah, it's there, and I didn't want to get into where all I was doing because I stopped watching TV for a couple of weeks, mostly because there was no new stuff. But there've been some new releases, and now I'm kind of finding these things like I'm trying different genres. So I've been really doing these documentaries lately, and that World War II one is one of the best things I've ever seen. And now this Hitler's Circle of Evil thing I'm watching is just fantastic. And the problem is I get into those so much that, like, during the day while I'm working on some other stuff, I can watch four of them. So in 2 days, I'm done with them.
Yeah.
And that sucks because, yeah, there's a fine line between I want to watch it and get as much as I can as fast as I can, and, man, I'm enjoying this. I don't want it to end. But I think that's anything in life, right? So 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to text the show. And, man, I hope everybody's going to have a fun weekend, not like last weekend. But, I feel like I hope we can kind of get this thing to slow down a little bit and start being a little, trying to do a few things. And I know it's not easy, but it was just, like I said, last Friday, just driving down the coast was fun. Just, got out at a couple parks where there are no people so the dog could run. Trying to do stuff like that. I can't understand half these texties that are coming in. So, I don't know if you saw this. Neil Young not happy about Trump keeps using his music.
How could Trump think that Neil Young was going to be okay with him using his music? Why does Trump should just automatically use Ted Nugent music?
Yeah, and
Ted Nugent and Kid Rock, they're going to be like, yeah!
I mean, come on.
Yeah!
But he was using Rockin' in the Free World. And
yeah, Neil Young is not, he's not going to be cool with it.
Well, I hope Neil Young will remember a Southern man. Don't need him around anyhow.
Trump try to use Rage Against the Machine music for a rally?
I think so. That's another one.
I mean, come on, dude. You gotta know. You gotta know. And I know Trump's not the guy in charge of picking his music. I don't know if Trump even listens to music. Do you think Trump is a guy who he sits around listening to music or watching movies or like?
Yeah.
It's like when I think about Trump with sports. Like, Trump doesn't care about sports.
I bet he watches movies.
I don't know.
But if I ever get elected.
I mean, that's honestly the one thing I'll say positively about it. Like, it makes him weird, but he's dedicated to to making money, really, is what he's dedicated to.
Yeah.
And he doesn't let a lot of stuff get in the way. Like, respect the fact that Trump doesn't drink. And has really never drank. Imagine being a billionaire playboy and not drinking.
Yeah, that's not for me.
And not doing any drugs. Never did, not even weed, but never did coke or anything. Like, he's the exact opposite of what you would think a billionaire playboy would be. Like, he's definitely not Arthur. So it is a credit to him. I say it because I think it's weird. Not just that he doesn't drink or do drugs, but that I don't think he's into, like, music or movies or sports. He's just really super into making money, which has worked out for him, so it's hard to hate on it.
Yeah, well, he was also super into making that TV show, too. He enjoyed the hell out of that Apprentice.
You think he did that for free?
No, I don't think he did it for free, but I think he had fun doing it.
Yes, but he made money.
Yeah, but I bet he watches movies and stuff. I do find that odd that he doesn't drink, especially reading some of his tweets. Because he really does go through stretches where it looks like drunk tweets, right?
Yeah.
So I think people who don't listen to music or fans of musical artists are weird. I couldn't talk to a girl once because of that.
And Lamont says, Trump doesn't care about sports. Dude swears by the Patriots, and he's always into sports controversies as of late. He's friends with Bob Kraft. Bob Kraft gives him a lot of money. Do you think that he's really into the Patriots? Like, do you think he can name five players now that Tom Brady's gone?
Tom Brady.
I'm dead serious. Yeah. If you said, Trump, name five New England Patriots without Googling, do you think he could do it?
I don't know. I don't know what his interests are. I mean, I think.
Lamont, if you think Trump could name, if you think Trump could name five starters on the Patriots right now, I think you're crazy. Trump knows Kraft. He knows, and he knew Brady, and he knows Belichick.
I don't know. I mean, the guy did own a USFL team. I'm sure he's...
How long ago was that?
It was a while. He did try to buy an NFL team, and they kind of shunned him.
Yeah.
So,
but he's doing that to make money, not because he loves the game.
Yeah, maybe so. And I mean, I do think when he weighs in on stuff like that, the anthem and all that, that's just for, I mean, he's just doing that for political reasons. That's not really a football thing. But I don't know.
Yeah, sports controversy, him talking about sports controversies is 100% him playing into his base, which that's what every politician's supposed to do, and that's what every politician does, is play to their base. Like, ask yourself this, and I want you to be honest. Think about the fact where Donald Trump came from. Donald Trump's a New York City guy. Do you think Donald Trump really cares if NASCAR has the Confederate flag? Do you think Donald Trump is a supporter of the Confederate flag or feels like any real sort of connection to it?
Of course
not. No, not at all. But he does say it's a bad decision for NASCAR to take away this Confederate flag. Why? Because he's playing to his base. He doesn't care about the Confederate flag. He doesn't care about NASCAR. He's playing to his base. And it's smart. That's what every politician does.
Absolutely. I'm not arguing that.
But there's no way Trump has been like, there's just so much history tied up in this Confederate flag. I'd hate to see it go away from NASCAR. He doesn't care. But that's sort of the brilliance of Trump, the politician, is he has been great at making people believe he cares about things he doesn't care about at all.
Well,
and people he doesn't care about.
Every politician does that.
Of course.
Every politician. He's just better at it than
they
are.
He's better at it.
Well, see, because I hate when I heard he didn't drink, because I think that's a guy I'd like to have a drink with.
I mean, he's really the opposite of the everyman. But who is his base? The everyman. It's the guy who works construction. It's the guy who's a diesel mechanic. I mean, Lamont's posting pictures of him awkwardly throwing out a first pitch and being at Yankees games after 9/11. He's not a huge Yankees fan. He went to some Yankees games. He's not a huge, like, Howard Stern shows up at Knicks games courtside. He also admittedly doesn't care at all about sports. He goes there to be seen. That's just that's kind of what guys with a lot of money do sometimes, is they buy fancy seats at big-time sporting events where people will see them there. Especially if you're trying to be into politics, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know enough about the guy's habits and knowledge on the subject, frankly. I mean, if you're just going on what you see, which is what you see, I agree with you. He probably doesn't. But how much does Sylvester Turner care about the Astros?
I bet he cares none.
I mean, he shows up and throws out the first pitch.
Yeah, a lot of people do. And guess what? That's probably the only time he's been to an Astros game.
Probably so. All right. Well, you know, one cool thing about being out here at Over Under Sports Bar in Webster is getting a lot of compliments on the hair.
Oh, yes.
And people saying, wow, it looks really good. Talked to a couple people who were actually thinking about having it done. Well, and I told them, go to 975hair.com and set up your consultation. You can do it virtually right now. And if you're working from home, this is the perfect time to get this done, because I know a lot of people aren't really crazy about letting people know that they've had this done. And historically, men are embarrassed by this, and I get it. But you don't have to be. And if you are, that's okay. Go in and get it done now. When you go back, people say, wow, you look different. You look better. They won't know why. You can just tell them, oh, I've lost some weight, or, you know, just decided to change some things. Dr. Linville is going to take your own hair. He's going to extract individual follicles from the back of your head. He's going to transplant them to where you're thinning. It's your own hair. This isn't hair plugs. This isn't a wig. It's your own hair. And guess what? He just wants to help guys like you, like me, and even himself, because he's had it done as well. And ladies, if you've got some issues with this, he can do it for you as well. 975hair.com. Dr. Linville is the man. 975hair.com. Get your hair back today.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Over Under Sports Bar. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Over Under Sports Bar in Webster. And, man, this is a really cool place. Some cool people out here. Lots of Blitzers have shown up. Appreciate all you guys.
Lamont says, so you're telling me this dude that tried to buy a sports team that flopped and he's not a sports fan. I know he was raised with a silver spoon in his mouth, but by this logic, you're telling billionaires don't like sports. And he says, before 2015, when he announced his entry in the political arena, he was talking sports and let's not even talk about boxing. Again, tried to buy a failed, well, did buy a failed sports franchise, then tried to run a failed sports league and boxing. These are all things that he tried to make money with. Just because you try to make money with something doesn't mean you're a fan of it. There's a lot of people who do things for business that they, I mean, this is going to come as a shock. There's a lot of NFL and NBA owners who, outside of their team making money, don't really care about the sport. Does that come as a shock?
No.
It shouldn't.
No, it's just, for me, it's hard to know who does care and who doesn't. And we've all seen it. There have been owners in this city who didn't care.
Yeah.
That were just interested in making money.
Yeah, do you think that, go back an Astros owner and tell me how interested in sports you think that owner was.
Oh, Drayton was interested. He was just weird, but he was really interested. But, yeah, he was more interested in making money, which he did. And he's also a big Baylor fan, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I was around.
I'm not saying no billionaires are interested in
sports.
No,
but, I mean, I think Drayton really was a fan, which is one of the reasons we had problems with him sometimes working with him, is because he did think like a fan. So I don't think that one's necessarily accurate. But there were some Rockets owners back in the day that didn't really care. And, I think Bud Adams was a fan. I'll say that.
Yeah, certainly.
Do you see this?
Do you think Bob McNair was a real fan?
Yes. Yeah,
how about this? Is Cal McNair a big fan?
I don't know, Cal. I can't speak to that. Bob was. Bob cared a lot about sports, and he was. And that was the thing about him is that people, he just wants to make money. Just because he was quiet about it, that dude took losing hard. He really did. But yeah, he was a big fan. We used to talk about football long before he ever got the team. And somebody said Mark Cuban's probably the most interested owner. I love
but Mark Cuban also has a ton of outside interests that have nothing to do with sports too.
Yeah.
And trust me, and Mark Cuban's also the kind of dude who if the Mavericks weren't a money making enterprise, he wouldn't own a team.
Yeah, I don't know. He seems like a guy who has fun owning a team.
Of course he does.
But
I'm saying if he were a WNBA owner, he probably wouldn't be having as much fun. You know why? Because those don't make money.
No. Somebody mentioned Dynamo owners, prime example. No investment in team, just bought it to flip for profit.
Another great
later.
Point.
Yeah. That's a...
And honestly, that like, and with Dynamo and these MLS teams and WNBA teams, those are, this is going to sound silly, they're affordable to rich people, whereas, you know, if you're an MLB and NBA, NFL owner, it's only affordable if you're like the 1%. Like, you've got to be an ultra-rich elite
right
to afford those.
Well, we'll see in 6 months whether or not you have to be that rich to afford these teams. See what's going on. Speaking of rich, see that Bobby De Niro claims he's running out of money?
Because he's only going to make $7.5 million this year?
No, he...
That's what he said.
He had to cut his ex-wife's Amex allowance from $100,000 to $50,000, which I assume, thank you very much, I assume is, that's monthly. He cut the credit card limit because he's taken a huge financial hit as the restaurant chain Nobu and Greenwich Hotel, both of which he has stakes in, have been closed or partially closed for months with barely any business.
Yeah.
He lost three.
I want to go to the Nobu here. I haven't been yet.
He lost $3 million in April, and another $1.87 million in May. And he had to pay investors $500,000 on a capital call, which he borrowed money from his business partners to make because he doesn't have the cash.
Really, Bobby D?
Yeah.
Well.
He's only required to pay. God, you know what? I'm done with child support, but I will never complain about it again. Under the terms of their 2004 prenup, he's only required to pay Hightower $1 million a year.
Oh.
As long as he's making $15 million or more in income. And if his income declines, his payments to her proportionally do too.
Here's where, let's swing to the other side of the political fence here, because, and I know we're not supposed to talk about politics here at Over Under, but we're going to again. Bobby De Niro's a big anti-Trump guy. I think him, basically, this is his way of whining about the economic climate right now and making Trump look bad. I think that's what it is. I don't feel bad for Bobby De Niro.
He said proceeds from The Irishman have mostly already been paid out, so he's likely to get just $2.5 million in 20 and 21. Just $2.5 million. He said, and a movie project he was scheduled to begin filming this summer in Oklahoma has been put on hold. These people, in spite of his robust earnings, these people, have always spent more than he has earned, so the 76-year-old robust man couldn't retire, even if he wanted to, because he can't afford to keep up with his lifestyle expense. Okay, if you're going to make $2.5 million in 20 and 21 and can't afford to retire, that's a you problem, sir. And basically, his ex's lawyer, I think he kind of nails it, says, Mr. De Niro has used the COVID pandemic to stick it to his wife financially.
Well, maybe so.
I'm not a believer that a man who has an admitted worth of $500 million and makes $30 million a year all of a sudden in March needs to cut down spousal support by 50% and ban her from her own house.
That could be possible, too. So maybe it's political and it's money saving. I don't know.
All these divorce cases, you know, it's I'm going to say I'm poor.
How do these rich people not get prenups?
Well, he had one, but she was supposed to get $1 million a year. But,
what a horrible prenup.
Yeah, I know.
Like, isn't the point of a prenup to make sure that someone's not in it just for the dough?
Yeah.
And, like, to make sure that if you're a rich guy and you're married to someone for a little while and you divorce her, she doesn't get half of what you've made because she didn't, showed up.
I think usually it's to make sure that if you marry the rich person and you cheat on them, you don't take their money. But if he cheated on her, then, and that's the reason for the divorce, then the prenup should be invalid.
Dude, I would write a full, mine would be a hardline prenup if I were a multimillionaire, and I'd be like, hey, we're getting married. I have this much money. You have this much money. If we get divorced, I'm keeping all my stuff. You can have all your stuff. And then if you don't want to agree to that prenup, cool, we just won't get married. Like, that's the way I would look at it.
Well, I won't be getting married again. Even if this one doesn't work, I wouldn't be getting married.
Fred, haven't you said that before?
No, I've said that before, but there's like a lot of things I've learned over time, AJ. I've changed. I've evolved. I would just basically, you know, I got to have a nanny come take care of me. Not a, you know. Not a prostitute, but a nanny.
Right.
She would be my nanny.
A caretaker.
Yes.
That
yes.
sometime took care of your...
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, hey, can you handle that? That'd be it. But no, in our case, I mean, she has more assets than I do, which we've had to go over all that because there's certain things, like if something were to happen to her, like I can own the land in Canada, but I can't. I can't give it to my kids if something happens to me.
Yeah.
Because the laws are very different there about owning land. So, I mean, it's more trouble than it's worth. But B.J. Simmons said, I don't think I can name five current Patriots players.
Right, but B.J. doesn't fancy himself a Patriots fan.
No.
I bet he could name five current Red Raiders.
I'm certain he could. I'd be willing to bet a small child on that if anyone wants to put a small child up for betting. But, I don't know. My prenup, I have a pack of cigarettes and a Zippo. You can have the cigarettes. When we got married this time, I had zero assets. I'll just put it that less than zero in assets. But the last one was painful. I'm not gonna lie. I took a beating. So Creighton's and De Niro acting like a pro team owner. I know I made tons of money and have a huge net worth, but the last 4 months have left me broke, and you need to share in my losses while bathing in money.
That's the problem with these rich people. It's really hard to feel bad for rich people right now because normal people are losing money in these times. Hell, you and I are losing money.
Significant money.
And it's hard to feel bad. And you know what? There's people who probably look at us and where we are financially and say, how can I feel bad for Fred and AJ? I'm losing this amount of money and I make this. And that's all fair. But I think that's... like when you're in the elite, like Robert De Niro earning category, and you're not making a bunch of money, or Tillman Fertitta, I don't feel bad for you at all. Yeah. I really can't. If you're living a life that, you know, 95% of people would never be able to live or even really fathom.
More than that, 98% probably.
Yeah, then I don't feel bad for you if you have a down year.
No. A guy like that's in the 1% below the 1%.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and the difference between those 2% and the rest of the world, significant.
It's like feeling bad for Taylor Swift. Like, I didn't drop an album this year, and I can't do these concerts, so my I'm way down in money I've made year to year. Well, yeah, sometimes you have an off year, and feel bad, but what have you made in the last 10? I mean, I can't feel bad for you when you have one down year. If I had 10 winning poker sessions, would you feel bad for me if I came to you bitching about the one that I lost at? No.
No, I wouldn't feel bad for you, but I'd expect you to come to bitch.
Yeah, it's human nature.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's also human nature to not feel bad for that
person. Yeah, that's like you getting, 20 winning UFC cards in a row, and you finally have one that you lose.
It happens.
You know, but, yeah. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Over Under Sports Bar. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go in the week. That's it. And I want to take a second to thank everybody who came out and hung out with us today at Over Under Sports Bar in Webster. I want to thank the owners for having us out. A very cool place, and if we ever get sports again, this is a great place to come and watch them. And food's really good. People are terrific. So give it a try here in Webster if you can make it down this way. All right, let's wrap the show up the way we do every Friday with a little stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Like, their first 30 minutes was about me and the crazy things I was saying. How much I hate Houston.
I heard that. I also heard that you went to the hospital because your voice blew up.
I'm fine.
I kind of walked out right in front of you, and there was no EMTs here.
I would have thought men's fencing in the age of Title IX would have already been gone.
What are the two disciplines? It's like it comes up in the Olympics every year. There's fencing. There's two types of fencing.
There's stabbing and slapping, stabbing and slicing.
Well, that's what Americans would do.
Right. My guess is Michael Jackson had it harder on the internet the day he died than Charlie Daniels did.
I guess those kids who slept in his bed had it harder on them than Michael Jackson. Never mind.
While we agree as parents on that, here's where I think you could use a lesson. How old is your daughter?
She's 9 and a half.
You need to tell her to shut the hell up.
Oh, I did.
Okay. Cause he, like,
yeah, I did.
Here's the guitar player from Shinedown.
Yeah, he's not any good.
Zach Myers.
Yeah, he's not any good.
$50.
Yeah, no, thank you.
No thanks?
No. The singer makes that band. And I mean, they don't.
Sometimes goodbye. I agree.
Yeah, please stop.
Oh, a bit is a penny, so that would be $2.
Yeah, get the hell out of here with that.
Yeah, you can
so
get a...
It'll need to be 2,000 bits.
No, it's going to need to be 2,000 American dollars.
What?
Yes.
That's a lot of bits.
So what? You have to set your price at what you're willing to do it for. So
honestly, if you do that, you should have to have sex with an animal or something.
No, I'm not having sex with an animal. That's illegal.
Or with a hot person.
Or not. No, not doing that either. But
if people are going to pay $2,000, they need to get their money's worth.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you, that's the price. Sorry.
That seems like a ripoff. I want to start off by saying I think the mayor's been a knucklehead this whole time.
Yeah.
And are you copying my notes?
No, I was just looking to see when my live read was. So
you know, you have your own sheet right there behind your
Well,
laptop.
I didn't know where it was. Gotcha. So never mind.
I mean, it's a relationship. It's a two. It takes two, baby.
It does.
It takes two
and
to tango.
And I...
Did you read this about the mayor of Seoul, Korea?
No, I did not.
He's been found dead.
Really? I thought you were about to say he's been found guilty of something.
No.
I guess he's guilty of being dead. Before they made it completely legal, it was so easy to get a card even. Yeah.
You just go to, like, Dr. Nick from The Simpsons, and he's like, yeah, of course, you need the weed. And then you get weed. More importantly, Lamont says, is it me or does Tyler sound like the Dark Knight or Barry White? Tyler, you apparently sound like Batman.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool. Thanks. Thanks for noticing, Lamont.
Where do you get those games? Sounds fun. We just order them online. There's a...
The internet.com.
Yeah. 214 says, my shop has no AC and half the technicians have COVID. Is it too much to ask to just shut it down for two more weeks?
Oof. Do half the people have COVID and they're still coming to work?
Yeah.
The hell kind of shop? Do you work at a sweatshop? Do you need us to call somebody?
I'm sure if there's no AC, then it is a sweatshop.
Are you making Nikes? Also, who passes out from snorting coke unless you die? Like, that's pretty much the way you pass out. If you snort too much coke and you die, that's one thing. Otherwise, you don't really pass out if you snort coke.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
A lot of stupid things were said, Fred.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was a pretty good week.
Yeah.
So I am curious, though, getting back to what Houston athletes do you really, really like? Because I know Braddock and Creighton were giving you grief over that.
I like Jose Altuve. Like current Houston athletes?
Yeah, current, and then we can go back to the past, but current first, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Jose Altuve.
Okay, I'll take Carlos Correa in that draft then, because I like him.
Okay. I'm a huge Justin Verlander fan.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you can't take him. I just
know.
Drafted him.
I know. Give me Deshaun.
Boy, yeah, and then carry the three, like you always say. My next guy would have been DeAndre Hopkins, honestly.
Yeah.
And then before that, it was Dwayne Brown.
Yeah. And then before that, Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, I'm torn. I've quickly run out. Mm. Let's go to former.
Okay. I get Akeem. You can take Ryan.
Yeah, I'll take Nolan.
I left him for you.
I'll take Nolan.
I'll take, you know what? I'll leave Earl for you.
You have to because I'm the Longhorn
I'll
sympathizer.
I'll take Warren Moon.
Oh, okay. I'll take Clyde Drexler.
Ooh.
More UH Clyde than
right.
Rockets Clyde because he was a little past the expiration date here, but that's okay.
Oh, if we're getting into UH guys, I'll take Elvin Hayes, who sometimes wanders our hallways at Gal Media.
I like Carl Lewis.
Mm. That's a good one. I'll take Fred Couples.
Ooh, that's strong. I'll take former Rice Owl and pothead Detroit Tigers closer Matt Anderson.
Ooh. Well, you know what? I'll take former Rice Owl Lance Berkman.
Oh, I'll take current Derek Lewis.
Okay. That's a good one. Damn. I think you win. That's like the best current one, right?
My balls is hot.
That's the best current one that we haven't already mentioned.
You don't want Bregman on your team?
Oh, you know what? No. I'll take Simone Biles.
Okay.
Did you see that cover of her
on
Vogue?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, definitely. That's,
Yeah. I hope Kyle Tucker's good. I want to like Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, I do too.
I hate that people put Ted Williams on him.
Yeah, like, that was awful.
I just want Kyle Tucker to be good.
All right, that is going to wrap it up. Fun time today. I want to thank everybody who came out, and I want to thank everybody here for taking care of us. You get a chance, check this place out. Very, very cool. Over Under Sports Bar in Webster, real close to the highway, so easy to find. Great job, Aaron. Great job, A.J. Hoffman, as always. I was pretty adequate today, not going to lie. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. We'll do it again on Monday. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.